lot. No more talk.
You're listening to All FM.
Here we go.
96.9.
Hello, Fiona.
Thanks
for having me.
Thanks for coming up. You were born in Germany. How did you end up here in Manchester with your exciting band Kin?
That's a very wide question. I was born in Germany because my dad's in the forces, and then moved to Oxfordshire when I was 12. And then I ended up at uni in Bristol, and then uni again in London, and then finished my degree. Decided I didn't want to do anything that I had actually studied.
Which was?
First of all, I studied fine art. And then I moved to London and did a philosophy degree there, along with writing. And music had been going on since then, and I just decided to move up here. It was either here or Berlin, and I was a bit too scared to go to Berlin, so I came here. So I had a mate here where I could sleep on her sofa for a little while. I'd started doing acoustic stuff as soon as I got here, kind of playing on my own and doing kind of electronica acoustic stuff. And then I decided I need a band, so I met Howard through a band I was in previously called Peterloo Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
Then I met Ding through Howard, who had been mates for a while, and I met John outside a gig.
Right, and they are the other band members of Kin right now. Do you want to tell the All FM listeners about the band then?
Jonatron also has a solo project called Vei, V-E-I. Really good. We're kind of in the sampling age where people have laptops set up on stage and have everything going. But he actually does it backwards in that he does everything analog.
Right.
So he uses samplers, probably the size of the desk that we're sitting at here in the studio, just covered in wires and samplers and stuff. And he records everything in live and does it that way. It's fantastic. He's got a great singing voice as well.
Is that on some of the Kin stuff as well?
It will be. He's been quite shy of the microphone. I've been trying to get him to do some backing vocals. But in the future, he shall be. Mark my words.
You will force him to begin. So you're initially going to be a painter.
Yeah.
And now you're on the Invisible Girl record label. It's a very exciting time for you. You've got the EP coming out on the 24th of November with 5 tracks. Can't choose a favourite. You're going to be doing some of the tracks on the show. Which ones?
Off the EP, I'm going to be singing Chemistry Set and How to Speak. How to Speak might be a hard one, but it should be fine.
So your singing voice is idiosyncratic. I've not heard a singing voice like it. Somebody has likened your voice to the sound of Bjork singing in a freezer.
Yeah, that's one of my favourites, actually.
Yeah.
That was actually a criticism, but I liked it so much that I had to use it. It's bizarre. I mean, I used to live with someone when I lived in London. A flatmate of mine said I sang like a goat. Which I kind of didn't really notice until she said, kind of brought it to the fore. It's a bizarre one, and it's hard to control this kind of natural, what do they call it?
It's quite a jittery sound, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you always sung like that?
I don't know. Until somebody actually said you sing a bit like a goat, I didn't really notice it. So I don't know. I think whiskey and cigarettes had a lot to do with it.
Right.
I say that much. I don't drink whiskey anymore.
Right. Well, it obviously did the trick.
Yeah.
Because you've got a voice which a lot of people are talking about. I think your vocals sound a bit fragmented, puzzling. There's a bit of a vulnerability that comes out, but it's also, it's unapologetic and it's in your face and it's got a strength to it. Could you compare your vocals to anyone else?
I grew up singing along to Tom York. Radiohead albums.
Yeah.
I had one of those 3 CD changer things. And when OK Computer came out, I could suddenly put a Radiohead album in each one and just sing for 3 hours. I always wanted to sing like Tom York, bizarrely, so I kind of get away with it.
Yeah,
that's
he has
how I
got
feel.
A beautiful voice. And some of your influences, Bjork, Radiohead, Portishead, Pivot, what else have you been compared to?
In terms of comparison, PJ Harvey comes up a lot, but I think that's just because I'm a girl with a guitar and because Ding, bass player, used to play with a name dropper.
Yeah. It's got to be done. Yeah, he's a very talented bass player.
He's very lucky, really sound
as well. I've met him the other
night. He's a good guy, yeah.
When did the band Kin start performing live?
As a band, started as an entirety just over a year ago, I think. So not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing with Ding and Howard about 6 months before that, but John really kicked it in. kind of added the electronica.
It's definitely got an electronica sound.
Which I want more of.
Yeah.
Yet to come.
You've said before that your main intention when playing live is to provoke a physical response from the listener, and it's like the out-of-body experience that you're talking about that you could get from Radiohead. Beautiful music takes you away.
Yeah.
So apparently it's this out-of-body experience, the standard that you've set for yourself. Do you know if you've actually made anyone have an out-of-body experience?
I've no idea. All I know is I really react to music that kind of... the only way I can describe it is like you feel like you're expanding almost, and you get that tingly, like, ooh, you know, when you hear an epic track and it really lifts you.
Absolutely.
So that's the kind of thing I want to make, because that's the kind of effect I want things to have, which is quite manipulative, really, but that's what music is.
Absolutely. Well, if you're making someone have a feeling which is making them expand without substance abuse, then why not?
Exactly that. That's exactly the feeling.
Yeah. After. And people can actually experience this feeling, hopefully, if they come down on the actual EP launch gig, which is when and where?
28th of this very month, so a week on Saturday, at King's Arms in Salford, which is on Bloom Street.
Bloom Street in Salford.
Just down the road from the train station.
Okay, is anyone else playing that night?
Yes, Charlie Barnes is playing that night. He was brilliant. He's actually been described as the love child of Tom York and Scott Walker.
Wow.
If that
could ever happen.
Boat. Also, a DJ set from Borland, who I wanted to play live, but they couldn't, unfortunately.
Okay, so the DJ. And you've done a song with them, which we're going to be playing on the show later today.
Yep.
The Glitch.
That's the monkey, yeah.
Yes, that's the one. So when did you do that?
A few months ago. I've known Rob from Borland because we used to do flyering together when we were both really poor last year. So I met him just over a year ago, probably. And we both found out we did music and blah, blah, blah. So he sent a track over, I put some vocals on it, and played with it, and The Glitch.
Great sound.
It's good. Borland are one of my favourite bands in Manchester, if not my favourite band.
Ooh, okay. And they are also on the Invisible Girl record label.
They are, yeah.
How can people get your EP, which will be released on the 24th of November?
Well, that's a good question. They can get it from me. It's on iTunes, which you can get to via the Kin MySpace page, which is myspace.com/kinbuzz, double Z. Mm-hmm. So there's a button on there where you can get it, and there will be a button on there where you can get a physical copy if you so desire, nicely packaged, which I'll send out to you. In terms of distribution, we don't have any yet, so unfortunately there'll be none in the shops unless I get some into Piccadilly Records, which will probably happen.
That is a very good idea.
I think it's one of the better ideas I've had.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be getting down there. Why don't you give the listeners a bit of a flavour now of what they can hear on the EP. You're going to do an acoustic session for us, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Do a few tracks. I'll do one that's not on the EP, but probably on an album at some point. This is Chemistry Set, which is on the EP.
Fly, so friends and body. light bulb, a bright light bulb, but they'll soon forget you. I'm a light bulb, a bright light bulb, but buzzing for you. I'm a light bulb, a bright light bulb, but buzzing for you. I'm a light bulb, a bright light bulb, but buzzing for you.
That song is absolutely intoxicating. It builds.
Yeah, it has that build.
Yeah. When you're writing songs, how do you put them together?
I tend to write everything on my own. I mean, initially, like, Kin was like it's a solo thing. When I write, I kind of, sometimes I start with a noise that I like, which sometimes doesn't even end up in the end of it.
A noise like what?
For instance, I haven't had time to, but I've just moved into a new flat and has it's a little duplex thing. It's prettier than it sounds, but it's got this like spiral staircase going up onto the second floor. And it's a kind of iron staircase, and if you hit it with something accidentally, it makes this amazing noise. So I want to use that as a starting point of something.
Okay.
But sometimes it's just like a piece of lyric, and I've been jamming on the sofa for a while, and I find a riff that I like. So I put the lyric and the riff together if they like each other, and a multiple of different ways of writing a song.
The cliche of it comes naturally.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
It's very rare that they come naturally.
How do you all get it sounding electronic from that?
Well, what I demo everything at home, and then I'll send it out to the boys, and we'll basically see what's viable live, because some tracks, like Something Stupid, the first track on the EP, that was really electronic, the initial version. But now it sounds really indie, which is interesting. So it's a case of kind of translating it from what I do in my bedroom, respectively, to what we jam out in the studio.
Okay. And
so it kind of evolves through that for the live show.
Okay. Natural progression. And the next live show is 28th
November. Yeah.
That's the next live show in Manchester anyway. You've got...
I've got one in Liverpool on the 25th, yeah.
Okay.
Wednesday 25th at Mojo Bar.
Right, okay.
I've never been to Liverpool, so it's going to be
really?
Good. Yeah.
Okay. So you might even like to live there, because you are a bit of a travelling woman, aren't you?
I'm a bit, yeah. A bit of a short concentration span. There we go.
Right, okay. So I'll keep it quick.
Possibly.
Yeah. You've got 5 tracks on the EP, which is released 24th of November. How could you sell the EP to the OLFM listeners? You might not even need to sell it to them after hearing that track, Chemistry Set. It's beautiful.
How do I sell it? It's different. If you like Radiohead, you might like it. If you like Balkan
folk, beats.
Folk music played on electric guitars with funny noises going on in the background, then I suggest at least checking it out.
That is a very good explanation, actually. Yeah. And there was a little bit of Balkan in that, wasn't there?
Big time.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't notice it. You play it on an electric guitar and you have all this kind of sound behind it, and then, you know, the kind of the shadow of brass instruments playing a kind of... I'm a big fan of Beirut, so I think that comes out a lot.
You've been to Beirut?
It's a band.
Okay, I thought we were talking about Balkan, world music, global enterprise.
There's a band called Beirut.
Okay.
Very good. He plays stuff like that.
Where are they from?
That's a very good question. I don't know.
Okay.
They've got a few albums out, though.
Right, Beirut, check them out.
Yeah.
Do you want to play the next track?
Yes, this track isn't on the EP. It's a track I've been playing for a long, long time. It's about a tree. It was on a demo that I used to give out at gigs, even before I met the band, and it'll probably be on the next album.
Okay.
It's called This Tree. I'll probably play it on the 28th, if you come down.
Thank you. For that as well. I feel invigorated after that. That's a really beautiful
invigorated.
Invigorated, revived, alive.
That's a good one, yeah.
What's it about for you, that song?
That song? Ooh, good question. Well, it's kind of about not feeling too great. Well, it's about a mate who wasn't in a great place. Ragged woman,
mm-hmm.
How can you even speak? But then it's not really about that at all. It's about kind of possibility. If you keep moving, stuff will happen. So
it's quite a cute and endearing riff as well, isn't it?
It's so really,
then,
yeah.
But when then, it's got the dark undertones of the vocals and the content.
Indeed, yeah. It's kind of about an awareness as well. Us dancing while the world is kind of on the head of a pin, as it were, about mm-hmm. to fall off. But that can be, you know, a very kind of mundane level as well. It's not just like, you know, 2012 end of the world stuff.
Yeah, end of the world and negativity can be felt and appreciated on small and
large levels.
Large
From
levels.
From a bad cup of tea to, you know, a horrible tsunami, yeah.
So you got the .. EP, and that's released on Invisible Girl record label.
But yeah.
I've got a lot of faith in and Borland. We're going to have a track from them on the show today as well. How did you get involved with Invisible Girl? How did you meet Julia?
I met Julia at the beginning of this year at the Blue Cat in Stockport. We did our first gig of the year there. And, she seemed really into the stuff and seemed like a nice lady and someone that could be trusted, basically, so... and I was already... we'd already recorded everything for the EP in December. A lot's held it back mm-hmm. over this year. And I just... I was kind of looking for a label to release it on. And there were a few kind of Leeds, but Julia was certainly the best option.
And Julia is listening this morning. So
oh, is she?
Hello, Julia.
Hello, Julia. Enjoy your cup of tea. Have a biscuit.
And have a wonderful day, Julia. We hope you're all enjoying the tracks that you're getting from Kin. So that one was called This Tree.
Yeah.
What's your favourite song to play live?
How to Speak is one of my favourites. It took so long to learn it. Now that we've got it kind of very solid, that's so enjoyable to play. But we're learning new ones at the moment, so I guess they're our favourites.
Okay.
But we've yet to play them live. There will be, for people who've come to the gigs before, there's a couple of new tracks going to be thrown in.
Yeah, you've actually got a load of new tracks. How many tracks do you think you'll be performing live?
We'll probably be playing for about an hour. I intentionally only got two bands on, including Charlie Barnes, who is fantastic. So he's got about 45 minutes to an hour, and so have we. So, yeah, it should be some good long sets.
So this is definitely worth £5 to get into the King's Arms.
And a DJ set from Borland, not to be missed.
Cool. How much is the EP?
So £3.90-something on iTunes. I haven't actually priced this yet, which is awful, because it's coming up very soon.
Oh, dear.
But they haven't actually been delivered to my house yet, so I'm waiting for the actual CDs, the physical ones, to arrive. But they'll be at around £4 or £5. I'll try and keep the costs low.
We like
for people.
That.
And there might be an introductory offer at the EP launch.
Right. That's a very good idea. You need to take a load down that night.
That's what I reckon.
Could you play one more song live?
Yeah.
If that's all right?
Yeah.
Just one more song. Yeah, so just give me time to think. Right, what else can I actually ask? Any other song that you'd like to play?
This is the song that I said I love playing live. It's called How to Speak, which is also on the EP.
Out.
Thank you. That was How to Speak by Kin, and that was your favourite one to play live, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Did you enjoy yourself just then?
I did, yeah. I'm a bit shaky now. I could do with a cup of tea.
We can sort that out for you here at All FM.
Thank you very much.
Think about some of the lyrics in How to Speak. How to lose yourself, how to speak, put you away.
What is it about?
Is it about diagnosis? Is it about...
Diagnosis? What do you mean?
Of madness, in inverted commas, or...
That section is, yes. The first section started being about my grandpa, who had Alzheimer's. So kind of started off about that, but then it went into something like how to put these stupid shoes on these stupid feet. Too many shoes, not enough feet, which was kind of about wanting to do loads of things, but you have to focus on one thing, otherwise, you know.
Not enough time.
Yeah, kind of thing. And then, but it's kind of what the whole song's about, really, and that middle section especially, is about, is that if, you know, if you're singing to yourself on the bus, not necessarily in that case, or, you know, it's just about personal freedoms and things like that, mm-hmm. generally, and about, you know, why should I care if you're not happy with me and my behaviour, because I'm acting a bit out of the social norm, mm-hmm. Which sounds really... Yeah. What's the word? Cliched coming out of my mouth now.
It doesn't.
Which is why I put it into lyrics, which nobody can understand.
It sounds more punk in the lyrics, but punk and in your face while being said on the radio. That fits in with the way that the music is actually... It's electronica. Mm. It's got influences from all over the spectrum, but also it is punk. And I can imagine that to see the gig live, it's quite loud, brash.
It is, yeah. It's a lot more visceral. And punk, the punk comparison never came from me. I don't actually listen to much punk. Obviously, my bass player is a big, you know, he was big on the punk scene, playing with Frank Black. He used to be in the Pixies.
Mm-hmm. He's been in the Fall as well.
He has been in the Fall
number
as well.
Three.
Yeah, number three. Yeah. Ding. So I think that's where it comes about, the way that he plays and his manner on stage bring that across, and actually mine as well. Mm-hmm. But I really like punk. I wouldn't necessarily call it an influence. I think Radiohead were massively influenced by punk, and I was massively influenced by Radiohead.
How do people contact Kin, that's you, if they want any gigs?
You can go into the MySpace, which is myspace.com/kinbuzz. There's an email address on there as well.
Which is kin_buzz@live.com.
That's the one, yeah.
That's right. And then if any old ordinary person wants to check out your upcoming gigs, they go on the MySpace.
Quite welcome, yeah. You can email me as well if you want abuse or, you know, nice things. I prefer nice things, though. Thank you very much.
As we can see in your beautiful vocal talent.
Until I say weird things about going mad. Yeah.
No, it's all endearing. And, yeah, thank you for coming on the show.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you. You're locked. No more talk. You're listening to All FM. Here we go. 96.9 All FM.